It is Thursday morning. Keith Klein and Sue Wanzer both serve on the MCCSE school board and check in with us every Thursday morning to discuss local education issues. Sue, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. It's such a dreary outside,
it is,
isn't it?
But we have good news. 3rd Street and Lincoln, the intersection is open, ready to go. So that's encouraging. That opened about 45 minutes ago. Obviously, a big weekend of celebration with graduation and folks coming into our fair city to cheer their graduates on to victory. And some people will get a raise not having to pay for college anymore.
That's a good way of looking at it, right.
That's an exciting time. And you guys, meaning the MCCSE, had a wonderful celebration. Was that last night, Keith?
Yes, the Evening of the Stars.
Evening of the Stars. We've been talking about putting it all together over the last couple weeks, but the convention center was the backdrop. Sue, tell us about a great evening that you said farewell to some great people who put in a lifetime of service in the MCCSE.
Well, you know, this is the fourth year that we've done this. We've always, for years and years and years, had a retiree reception, which was in the evening. It was a dessert reception with some nice desserts and coffees. But this is different these last 4 years. Our superintendent and our administration wanted to really make it something special for those people who are retiring, and also to identify people who have been stars in their job, in their building, and get the kind of recognition they deserve. So it really is. It's become a very, very nice event, a very nicely staged event with music and entertainment and some nice videos. And, you know, it's one of those bittersweet things. You wish people well when they retire, and you want people to be able to retire when they're young enough and healthy enough to enjoy some life, but you hate to see them leave our school corporation. And I think that's what we experienced last night, especially with the retirements of Jan Bergeson, Peggy Chambers, and Tim Thrasher. And I certainly don't want to diminish the retirements of anyone else, but especially Tim and Peggy, Tim especially, who spent his whole career with MCCSE, and Peggy, who has spent most of her career with us. It's really kind of the changing of the guard right now.
And something I want to point out, too, because it's easy to hear teacher and retirement and think schools, but everybody recognized there last night included custodial workers, maintenance workers, bus drivers, bus monitors.
Everybody makes a run.
It's all the people that contribute. And I think Superintendent DeMuth said it best, that these are the people who work, as she was talking to the public, who work with your kids and make them make it worthwhile them coming to school every day.
Well, exactly, Keith, and I'm really glad you mentioned that, because it was people in all kinds of positions. If you're retiring, we were recognizing you, and Judy did say that this community, especially following on the successful referendum, this community is so proud and supportive of the people who work with their kids every day. And then we had 40 stars who were nominated by supervisors or colleagues for outstanding work. And again, those were support staff or bus drivers or custodians or teachers or administrators. So it was really nice to be able to honor those 40 stars too.
Well, and, you know, you mentioned already there was entertainment there, a special song for Peggy Chambers where they moved the words around a little bit. But, you know, to honor all the retirees, you're not going to have to answer emails anymore.
Right. It really was. It was at last. Mm-hmm. And it was, talking about at last now, the retirees are going to have a different kind of a life.
So, Meredith Burnham sang that for them and changed a few words around, but it was kind of neat.
Good. They deserve it on their day.
And then the highlight for me was the Upchurches doing a special selection for those that were there.
So you had the whole song and dance, Sue. You had food. You had speakers. What a program.
I know. You know what? And we also
had a variety show, for crying out loud. This is great.
Every retiree got a wonderful plant that was grown at Hoosier Hills Career Center.
Yeah, really?
You know, so we don't have to go far to get the kinds of things that accent this big event, and all the table decorations were made by folks in our
elementary schools,
preschool, school day care, right. school age care program. I'll get it out. So, you know, we take advantage of all the resources that we have for people to be a part, and Sounds of South was there. And so, you know, it's nice that we can use our own folks to celebrate our own folks.
While we're on that, this is national, but Bloomington observes it too, and that's the National Thank a Teacher. Let's talk about that, because Kerry Curry, we all know him, the businessman, has put in a little extra money to make this even more worthwhile. So, Sue, give us the details.
You know, Keith, he's done this for a couple years, and this is Kerry Curry from Curry Buick. And he, for the last couple years, and this year too, he has pledged $2 for every Facebook post that is thanking the teachers of MCCSC that will go to our foundation. And for people, for it to count, so that he knows, it has to have hashtag FMCCSThanks. Or, to make it really easy, you can post to...
Make it real easy just to write the check, but that's... I'm not going to...
Right.
Kerry's a great guy, so I'm not the...
I know.
I'm not knocking the system here, but... copy and paste, friends. Copy and paste. It's an easy way to do it.
Right. Or you can post through Curry Buick or through the foundation. And as Cirilla Helm says, we don't want to leave any money laying on the table out there. So anybody who posts this, he's going to give us $2 for each post. And that can turn into a lot of support for our foundation.
But
the
real thing, Sue, is that it's your opportunity to say to a teacher, thank you. You made a difference in my life. And a lot of people, sometimes that doesn't hit them until they're in their 40s and 50s. And it's a chance go back and acknowledge someone that you had years ago that may not even still be teaching.
Well, exactly. And also, the foundation is accepting donations made on behalf of any staff in our school, teacher, an administrator, support staff, social worker, anyone. And you can make a donation to the foundation in care of or to honor a certain person. Just let them know who that is, and then the foundation sends them a note that they've been honored with a thank you donation.
Now, I know you'll like this news. I'm sitting across from someone who happens to be somewhat of a golf type.
I'm not a golf type at all. That's a misnomer. I follow golf.
He's been known to play golf.
I have not played golf in 2 years.
Really?
2 years. One, two.
As much as you talk about it, you don't play it?
That's exactly right.
Wow.
Wait, you and Nick talk about golfing all the time.
About golf and the PGA Tour all the time. I'm not playing on the PGA Tour. No, not at all.
Okay.
Well, you know, you've seen my kids. You follow my wife on Facebook. Yeah. There's no time for golf.
I know. Unless you were to take Mikey with you.
Take what? Take them. No, you go to golf to get away from them.
You know, Sue.
Sue, the dumbest thing I ever did, but my wife's too smart anyhow for this, but I should have told her that golf takes about 9.5 hours to play. But she knows better because she worked at a country club, so I couldn't even pull the wool over her eyes. So she knows, you know, I can't be gone all day playing golf.
Well, in my golf career, Sue, I always had problems with that little windmill stopping my ball the bridge going up before the ball got there.
Exactly.
But, anyhow, you got a golf tournament coming
up
to raise money.
Well, who are we raising money for?
It's the foundation.
Excellent.
On June 15th has Golf for Kids, and I believe it's at the country club again here in Bloomington. And even though it's the beginning of May, I think they still have room for teams and looking for sponsors, whether people want to sponsor a hole or they want to be a sponsor some other way.
They can sponsor me, Sue. I'll bring Mikey out there. We'll ruin the whole event. We'll tear the place to shreds.
You know what? It could be golf and entertainment if you take Mikey out there.
Well, he'll be fine. But I remember that June 15th is the middle of summer, so him and his sister together, I'm not sure if that can work. But maybe we'll try it. June 15th, where do I get more information, or how do I sign up to be a sponsor?
You can go to the MCCSC website and hit the link to the foundation, or go directly to the Foundation of Monroe County Community Schools, and there'll be all the information that you need there so that you can sign up for a team or to be a sponsor.
And then all that money stays right here?
Yes.
Exactly. And you know what? To do something like this, it's not just the entry fees. It's all the sponsors who help. And I meant to mention all the sponsors who helped us last night. We have tons of local businesses who contribute so that we're not using school funds to do something,
right.
Even though I wouldn't mind if we did. But we make sure that we have a lot of sponsors, and boy, do we have a lot of people who want to help with things like this, including this golf tournament. I just wanted to mention that.
And that is great, because those sponsors do help. But, you know, somebody gives you 40 years of service, I think a chicken dinner and some entertainment.
Right.
That's you're right. That's proper use of money for that. I think
the
payday is a little bit.
We had roast beef last night.
Very nice. I always say chicken because it's the least denominational, least offensive dish there is.
I know. We had a nice variety of things last night.
We're speaking with Sue Wanzer, a member of the MCCSC School Board. And Sue, at our last school board meeting, I was so amazed because we have a program going on, and one of our teachers, and it involves dogs in the classroom.
Yeah, this is called, this is an animal-assisted intervention program at Childs. And Chris Finley was there to introduce the teacher, I believe a social worker, who is working with this program, and it's an assistive animal like you might see blind people have or other people with disabilities.
Service
dog.
This
animal
right.
is designed to be more of a therapy dog and to comfort children and to help them during the day. And there's a lot of research on these animals, and I just think it's a wonderful program for kids who might be stressed out. I mean, such an easy thing, but this staff of ours will, the dog will be hers, and she will raise the dog after it's been trained, and she will bring the dog to school every day. And I got so excited about it. You know, I thought this would be great in every school. And the superintendent reminded me that first we walk, then we run. And this will be a pilot program to see how this works out at Childs.
I got to tell a real quick story because the teacher explained this. They take this dog out on the playground, and it has two leads on it. The one the teacher has to keep the dog from running away. But the other lead has a kid with it. Now, a kid's getting bullied and he's leading a dog around. Those other kids want to come up and pet that dog, and all of a sudden the kid that was kind of on the outs with the rest of the kids, that's their way to get to the dog to pet the dog. So it kind of alleviates some of that bullying thing that we have in schools from time to time. And then the dog that's sensitive enough to know when a kid just needs calming down and come and put its head in the lap of the kid and let the kid start petting. It's like, wow, this is amazing. Or kids who actually read to the dog and improve their own reading scores, and they're absolutely in total belief that dog is listening to every word they read.
That's absolutely right.
I know. It's really great, and people will ask, why is it Childs? Why isn't it another school? This is a program that Chris Finley, the principal, wanted to engage. And so that's how a lot of things happen at our school. Sometimes people feel like, well, other schools are getting left out. But we allow, or the superintendent allows and encourages our building leaders to take on different programs that they want. So
yeah, they take on the programs they want, not the programs they're given. There's a difference there.
Right, exactly. So, you know, I love that we have different things at different schools, and then we can replicate it then at other schools.
Yeah, and that's a great thing. You see different schools, whether it's baccalaureate or it's immersion programs in languages.
Right.
It's all over the place, and that's what makes our community great and vibrant. And thank you and Keith for your service on the school board.
Hey, no problem.
We'll get caught up next Thursday as we steam along towards graduation. Jeez, it's going to be here before. Don't blink. We'll we'll miss it. Great job as always, Sue. We appreciate the time.
Okay. Thank you, Glass. Bye-bye.